RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by a press review, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesia condemns terror attacks in Barcelona. Indonesian government to give priority to road projects in border areas. Now the news in detail. Indonesia condemned terror attacks in Barcelona, Spain on August 17, 2017, which has resulted in 13 people dead and dozens injured. The Indonesian government and people expressed their deep sorrow and solidarity to the victims and their families. Until now, there is no information about Indonesian citizens who become victims of the attacks. The Indonesian government reminded the Indonesian citizens, especially in Barcelona, to raise awareness, learn the progress of the situation and the situation of places to go, and avoid the places that could be the target of terror attacks. The number of Indonesian citizens recorded in the Indonesian Embassy's database is about 120 people in Barcelona and around 1,620 in Spain. The Indonesian citizens who need the help of the Indonesian Embassy can contact the hotline of Indonesian Embassy in Madrid. Indonesian military commander General Gatot Nurmantio, together with Islamic students, religious leaders, and soldiers, held a mass prayer 17-17-17 and Muroja'ah, or repeating last memory prayer, at the military headquarters in Cilangkap, Jakarta, on Thursday afternoon. It was attended by 8,500 people. General TNI Gatot Nurmantio, on his welcoming speech, said the agenda was aimed at obtaining power, patience to materialize Indonesia, which is independent, sovereign, and have good personality and fear and prosperous for all people of Indonesia.
Layaknya kita bersyukur, tidak hanya kita telah dikaruniai kemerdekaan, tetapi juga karena kita dilahirkan.
We have to thank God, not only because we are independent, but also because we are the nation of fighters that could chase away the colonialists. Our independence was gained with blood and tears of all people. Indonesian military commander General Gatot Nurmantio reminded all citizens that the independence of Indonesia was thrived due to the goodwill of the nation. According to him, all the independence fighters had sacrificed their lives. Indonesia had to show the world that the country had cultural and unique diversity. The government of Canada has already assisted Indonesia to resolve the peatland fire issues around Indonesia. The assistance is in the form of technical training, which is also followed by official development assistance. This was conveyed by Canadian Ambassador to Indonesia Peter MacArthur to Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta recently.
Helping the government of Indonesia in the struggle against these peatland fires and restoring and maintaining the peatland better to protect our world atmosphere. And here I'm happy to say there's technical advice coming from Canada, mm-hmm. and of course official development assistance to help Indonesia respond to the Paris Climate Change Accord.
Ambassador Arthur added that in addition to Indonesia, Canada also cooperates with other countries in the world to address the issue of climate change. One of the Canada's focuses on climate change issues is related to reducing carbon emissions. Ukraine expressed its readiness to assist Indonesia, which is currently intensively built infrastructure. The development of the infrastructure includes the maritime development. Ukraine is also ready to send its expert for Indonesia's infrastructure development. This was conveyed by the ambassador of Ukraine to Indonesia, Volodymyr Pakil, to Voice of Indonesia recently in Jakarta.
And we are ready to propose ours in realization, inspired by the Indonesian government infrastructure projects, especially global maritime concept. Ukraine scientific and design bureaus and producers can carry out construction and power plants, toll roads and bridges, construction of shipping and airports.
Indonesian Ambassador Pakil added that Ukraine also wanted to establish a more comprehensive cooperation with Indonesia in various fields. Ambassador Pakil said Ukraine considers Indonesia a priority partner of Ukraine in Southeast Asia. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia and Ukraine will hold an Indonesian Business Forum in November in Kyiv, Ukraine. The forum is expected to facilitate business relations between the two countries. This was stated by the Ambassador of Ukraine to Indonesia, Volodymyr Pakil, to Voice of Indonesia recently in Jakarta.
Within the event, we plan to hold Ukraine-Indonesian Business Forum in order to facilitate in establishing direct contacts between the business and of our countries.
Ambassador Pakil added, the Indonesian Business Forum is planned to be held on November 23rd and 24th. The forum is one of the efforts of the Ukrainian government to increase trade figures with Indonesia as its main partner in Southeast Asia. Bandung has been appointed as the host of the 72nd anniversary of Indonesia's Independence Day Carnival that will be held on August 26. With the theme Nyalakan Api Semangat Kerja Bersama, or Fire Up the Spirit of Working Together, the event will invite artists and historical experts from all across the nation to partake in the event. Minister of State Secretariat Pratikno said recently that the carnival will serve as the closing event of the Independence Day celebration. Tourism Minister Arif Yahya said that this is the final event. After the parade, there will be a stage performances at Juang Monument where the People's Party will be held. President Joko Widodo and First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo are set to attend the carnival. Prior to the carnival, there will be other events that will be held to attract visitors, such as Wayang Golek performance for students at Pendopo on August 19, Bandung Rang 2017 on August 20, and Braga Culinary Night on August 20. Several attractions that will be featured in the parade include marching band, an antique car that belonged to the first Indonesian president, flag hoisting team, scout kids, local people of West Java, pencaksilat performance, gold decorated carriage, etc. Indonesian Veterans Legion, or LVRI, along with the Antique Bicycle Community and Indonesian Antique Cars Fan Association, are also scheduled to take part. Moreover, there will be a Kampung Adat, or customary village, and a cultural parade that will highlight the culture's several region of Bandung. The last item. Aceh is set to hold Aceh International Halal Food Festival 2017 that is running from August 18 to 20. The three-day event will be held at Taman Sari and will be joined by local and international food entrepreneurs. Tourism Ministry's Head of Cultural Promotion, Wawan Gunawan, stated that visitors will also be treated to an array of traditional dishes from 23 regencies and cities in Aceh. They can also enjoy other traditional and international delicacies and visit the food truck festival zone. Tourism Minister Arif Yahya said that the halal certification has strategic impact toward tourism. A non-Muslim majority country can attract plenty of Muslim tourists through the halal certificate. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesia condemns terror attacks in Barcelona. Indonesian government to give priority to road projects in border areas. Listener, that was the news. Hello listener, welcome to commentary entitled Barcelona Terror. Barcelona in Spain on Thursday afternoon, August 17 local time, became the target of terror attacks that killed 13 and injured dozens of people. This is not the first terror attack in Spain. In 2014, an attack on the train station in Madrid killed more than 120 people. If in previous attacks, the target was Northern Europe, now the attack targets seem to have been directed to Southern Europe. Previously, terror attacks generally occurred using explosives, but this time, the modus was likely occurred in London last March 22, namely by crashing a vehicle to people or crowds. This mode was also carried out in an attack in Charlottesville, Virginia, the U.S., last week, although the reasons may be different. In the attack in Barcelona, ISIS claimed the responsibility. The ISIS-affiliated Amaq News Agency, as reported by Reuters on Friday, said that the perpetrators of the attack in Barcelona were ISIS troops. The authorities in Spain said the attackers were three people. Two of them have been arrested by the Spanish security apparatus. Eyewitnesses in the incident claim that a truck was walking zigzag, racking up pedestrians in the tourist area of La Rambla in the city of Barcelona. The truck kept going by leaving the victims. It should be kept in mind that this is not the first attack with a similar mode in Europe. Similar attacks can happen in other parts of Europe or elsewhere. Hopefully, the solution to this problem is no longer just to capture the perpetrators, but to find the root of the problem, namely the mastermind of the attacks. In some forums, Indonesia has invited all parties to deal with the issue of terrorism. Now it is the time to deal with terrorism problem more actively and by working together. Listener, that was commentary.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, it's nice to meet you again in our regular Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events in the past as recorded in history. We start with an event which occurred on August 18, 1945, when the Constitution of the Republic of Indonesia was ratified. After Indonesia achieved its independence on August 17, 1945, the need for a formal constitution in a country was a must. On August 18, 1945, a day after proclamation of independence, the Preparatory Committee for Indonesian Independence ratified the Constitution of the Republic of Indonesia and by acclamation to elect and appoint Soekarno Muhammad Hatta as the first president and vice president of the Republic of Indonesia. After reform era in 1998, the Constitution 1945, the 1945 Constitution of Indonesia has undergone four amendments. Now, on August 18, 1988, the Iran-Iraq ceasefire. On August 18, 1988, a ceasefire was announced between Iran and Iraq by the United Nations after 8 years of war. The ceasefire was one of the points of UN Security Council Resolution No. 598. After the Islamic Revolution won in Iran, the great powers of the world feel that their interests in Iran are threatened. They were also worried about the rights of the people in the Middle East region. Therefore, they make various efforts to overthrow the Islamic government of Iran. Finally, Saddam Hussein was pushed by the West, especially America, to attack Iran. In 1980, Iraq began its offensive against Iran. The UN then issued a resolution for both sides to make a ceasefire. However, in that resolution, there was no mention about the criticism of the Iraqi aggression and the demand of Iraqi forces withdraw as soon as possible from the Iranian territory. Once the Iranian forces repelling Iraq, the UN was forced to issue Resolution 598, and the ceasefire of the two countries was officially announced. We end the regular Today in History with the event that occurred on August 18, 2005, a massive power outages occurred in Java, Bali. Java, Bali power outage on August 18, 2005 brought about effect to the nearly 100 million people and became one of the biggest events in the history of power outages in Indonesia. It happened because of transmission network extra high voltage line 500 kV Java Bali. Customers in Jakarta and Banten experienced the most severe outages from 1.5 hours to 12 hours. Customers of the state electricity company PLN in West Java, Central Java, East Java and Bali underwent blackout for 0.5 to 1.5 hours. The impact was that more than 40 electric rail train travel routes for Jakarta, Bogor, Tangerang, Bekasi were cancelled. About 20 electric trains which were operating were trapped in some crossings. Meanwhile, Soekarno-Hatta Airport power outage lasted about 4 hours and caused many flights delayed. Listener, that was Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listener, welcome back to Focus. Today we'll invite you to talk about plenary meeting of Indonesian MPR-DPR 2017. The annual session of the People's Consultative Assembly of the MPR-DPR building is held in Jakarta on Wednesday, August 16, 2017. In his speech on the occasion, President Joko Widodo was grateful for all the achievements that had been achieved during the 72 years of Indonesia's independence. However, the president realizes that not all Indonesian people have felt the sweetness of independence. According to the president, the benefits of development have not been fully distributed in all regions of the country. He realizes that social justice for all Indonesian people is not yet fully realized. Therefore, on the third year of the working cabinet, the government is more focused on equitable economy.
Kita ingin rakyat Indonesia yang berada di pinggiran, di kawasan perbatasan, di pulau-pulau terdepan, di kawasan terisolir.
We want the people of Indonesia in the border areas, in the forefront island, in the isolated region, feel the presence of the country, feel the result of development, and feel proud to be a citizen of the United States of the Republic of Indonesia. Social justice must be able to manifest itself in the life of all nations and the entire blood of Indonesia. People in Aceh should be able to feel education, health, sanitation, and clean water, and transportation services, as having been felt by their fellow brothers in all corners of the country. We want to ask people in the border area of Papua to be proud of their homeland, because the border region has been built into the forefront of our state. The president further expects the Papuans to enjoy the same price of mineral fuels and staple with other regions in Indonesia. He also wants the people of Miangas Island to feel the presence of the United States of Indonesia through Healthy Indonesia Card Program, Smart Card Indonesia Program, and Supplementary Food Program for toddlers and pregnant women. The president wants the people of Rote Island in East Nusa Tenggara to feel the benefits of infrastructure development, smooth connectivity, and decreasing price of logistics. The government is determined that the Indonesian people on the suburbs, in the border area, in the foremost islands, and in the isolated region feel the presence of the country and proud to be a citizen of the United States of Republic of Indonesia. Meanwhile, Chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly, Zulkifli Hasan, in his speech, asked all elements of society to strengthen the Pancasila-based economy so that it is important to implement the political economy in the framework of economic democracy by various elements of the nation as stipulated in the MPR Decree number 16/MPR/1998. The People's Consultative Assembly MPR received a number of people's aspirations, especially with regard to the national economic system as regulated in Article 33 of the 1945 Constitution. Article 33 of the 1945 Constitution is the instrument of the implementation of the five principles of Pancasila, namely, social justice for all Indonesians. Zulkifli Hasan said, the MPR conducted an assessment of a number of important and strategic aspirations of the community and the region related to the constitutional system and its implementation. Zulkifli Hasan moreover said that MPR sees there is no single state system at any time, as it is necessarily demanded to adapt with the demands of the times. On the occasion, Zulkifli Hasan explained that the MPR was given a special mandate by Law No. 17/2014 on MPR, DPR, DPD, and DPRD to oversee the ideology of Pancasila, the 1945 Constitution, and the sovereignty of the people. He explained that MPR, as the guardian of Pancasila ideology, carrying out the mandate by mobilizing all MPR members to socialize the values of Pancasila to all levels of society. Zulkifli Hasan also invites all elements of society to strengthen the implementation of the ethics of national and state life, as stipulated in MPR Decree number 6 MPR 2001 on Ethics of Life of the Nation. The presentation of the presidential speech was attended by all MPR, DPR members, ministers of the working cabinet, and representatives of friendly countries in Jakarta. Well, listener, that was today's focus. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news in brief. Indonesia condemned terror attacks in Barcelona, Spain on August 17, 2017, which has resulted in 13 people dead and dozens injured. The Indonesian government and people expressed their deep sorrow and solidarity to the victims and their families. Indonesian military commander General Gatot Nurmantio, together with Islamic students, religious leaders, and soldiers, held a mass prayer 17-17-17 and Muraja'ah, or repeating last memory prayer, at the military headquarters in Cilangkap, Jakarta on Thursday afternoon. The government of Canada has already assisted Indonesia to resolve the peatland fire issues around Indonesia. The assistance is in the form of technical training, which is also followed by official development assistance. Ukraine expressed its readiness to assist Indonesia, which is currently intensively built infrastructure. The development of the infrastructure includes the maritime development. Ukraine is also ready to send its expert for Indonesia's infrastructure Indonesia's infrastructure development. Indonesia and Ukraine will hold an Indonesian Business Forum in November in Kyiv, Ukraine. The forum is expected to facilitate business relations between the two countries. Bandung has been appointed as the host of the 72nd anniversary of Indonesia's Independence Day Carnival that will be held on August 26. With the theme, Nyalakan Api Semangat Kerja Bersama, or Fire Up the Spirit of Working Together, the event will invite artists and historical experts from all across the nation to partake in the event. Aceh is set to hold Aceh International Halal Food Festival 2017 that is running from August 18 to 20. That was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, we meet again in the regular Indonesian Wonder. Today, we will introduce you to Jaran Turongo Yakso Dance. Stay tuned. Listener, the anniversary of the Republic of Indonesia in Trenggalek Regency is always celebrated festively. The various activities are held during the month of August. One of them is an art parade entitled Ethnic Carnival or Indonesian Cultural Parade. The Parade of Indonesian Culture was held on August 12, 2017. Dozens of participants from range of students and common people exhibit various art performances during the event. They present the typical dance of Aceh, Wayang Orang, Tiban Art, Reok Kendak, and Tayub Art. In addition, almost every participant of the parade also demonstrates a typical dance of Trenggalek, namely Jaranan Tungurongo Yakso. Listeners, Jaranan Turongo Yakso Dance is a traditional dance from Trenggalek Regency. The dance is a cultural heritage in Dongko Sub-Regency. Turongo Yakso is originated from the Baritan custom ceremony, which is the part of community life that is held regularly as a way of communication to the god. Baritan custom ceremony is held every year in Shura or Muharram month. The exact day and date of the ceremony is determined by the elders or pawang. The word baritan comes from the time of the ceremony, which is to be done by breaking up the garit tanduran or after grazing the crops for fodder. However, baritan ceremony has been abandoned by the community since a few years ago. To preserve this ceremony, in 1971, the cultural activist Sutiono, along with some local traditional artists, tried to create Jaranan dance, a dance that could attract many people to come without having to invite them first. In the implementations of traditional Baritan rituals, there was Jaranan art. From this Jaranan art, the idea was born to reproject the various aesthetic touches of Jaranan art that has existed at Baritan ceremony into the new form, namely Turongo Yakso dance. Listener, the Ronggoyakso dance movement are dynamic and energetic, following along the escorting melody of gamelan. The Ronggoyakso dance movement are mostly circulated around the feet movements, body movements, and hand movements. These dance movements depict the agility and courage of knights. Interestingly, the dance, there are times when the dancers get possessed or ndadi. The dancers will fall into trance while doing congklangan movements. Congklangan movements are done by lifting the right and left leg interchangeably. During the trance, dancers can eat shards or broken glass, peel coconuts, mimic monkeys, and doing other performances unconsciously. Listener, while dancing, the dancers put on the dance equipment such as whips, barongan or caplokan, kucingan and celengan. Barongan is the depiction of the giant. The head is made to wood which resembles the face of Buto. Barongan is used by barong dancers to cover their faces and parts of their bodies. Kucingan is made of calf leather and is decorated with tassel made of plastic ropes. Celengan is also made of ox skins that is shaped like a wild pig without legs and without a tail, and its face like a boar. The dance is usually performed in the open space. The viewers and players are in the same place. There is not any gap between the performers and audiences. For the traditional ceremony, this dance is performed in the month of Sela or Sura. Listener, that was today's edition of Indonesia Wonder with the topic of Jaran Turonggoyakso Dance. Tomorrow we will meet again with other interesting topics. See you later. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, meet again with me, Dee, in Miscellany. Listeners, coinciding with the commemorations of Indonesia's 72nd Independence Day, Surabaya City Government has officially released smart card for students in Surabaya. Today's Miscellany will talk about this smart card. Listeners, on Thursday, August 17, 2017, in the occasions of the celebrations of Indonesia's 72nd Independence Day, Surabaya City Government built special houses for veteran warriors who have struggled for independence. Surabaya Government also presented smart card for students in Surabaya. Therefore, on the commemorations of Indonesian Independence Day, Surabaya Government officially launched smart card for students in Surabaya. by teaming up with Education Authority, Surabaya City Government cooperates with Bank Indonesia or BNI Indonesia State Bank to distribute the student smart cards for students in Surabaya. For the initial stage, these cards will be distributed to 3,000 elementary and junior high school students, both public and private schools, from the target of 400,000 cards in accordance with the number of elementary and junior high school students in Surabaya. Meanwhile, for high school students, there will be further cooperation with the provincial government of East Java Province. The card is not merely an ordinary student's identity card. Rather, it has other functions that are useful for students, schools, and their parents. This card has many functions, such as for the attendance, school cafeteria payments, resident identity recording, and non-cash payment of e-money. With this digital card, the student's parents can control their children's attendance, grades, and school's important announcements. The parents will also get the notifications if the students go shopping using this card, as well as when the students do not attend the school. Listener, besides being useful for the school, the card is also planned to be developed its function to utilize public facilities in Surabaya, such as entering the swimming pool and watching movies in Cinemax 21 theaters for free. However, the students can only watch movies with education and heroic themes. The students can go to the theater after the school hours ends, and this card is also beneficial to be used as the ticket for mass public transportation. The digital smart card is also launched to support non-cash national movement initiated by the central government. Listener, that was miscellany for today with the topic of smart cards specifically for students in Surabaya. We'll meet again on the next editions of miscellany with other interesting topics.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Wherever you are, we meet again in the regular Music Corner. Today's editions of Music Corner will present some Indonesian national heroic songs that giving inspiration and motivations in building Indonesia. It is aims to actualize the prosperous future in accordance with the goal of the Indonesian people's independence as outlined in the 1945 Constitution. The momentum of commemorating the Independence Day of Indonesia, which is celebrated on the 17th of August, is a form of appreciation to all heroes that have fought, struggled, and died for this country in seizing independence. The purpose of commemorating Independence Day of Indonesia is also to emit the good values of fighting for the country. Let's listen to a song that becomes the national heroic of Indonesia. This song could raise the spirit of fighting for and building Indonesia in order to actualize Indonesian goals.
Thank you.
Without the national hero spirit for fighting over the country in seizing the independence and the blessing from the Almighty God, it is impossible to actualize the independency in 1945. The hero's sacrifice for seizing independence must be harmonized by the spirit to implement the value of independency itself. The implementation of the value of independency itself is not by singing national anthem only, or picking up the weapons. However, it is about pursuing and actualizing Indonesian goal to be prosperous as well as be able to be equal with people from other countries. Every commemoration of the Independence Day of the Republic of Indonesia should encourage the awareness on nationality values for the Indonesian youth, so that Indonesia will not be treated as a colonized nation, as stated in the proclamation text and the 1945 constitutions of the Republic of Indonesia. That colonization must be abolished on earth. Well, let's listen to the last two heroic songs entitled Tanah Airku, followed by Indonesia Pusaka. Then we'll end the music corner for today. I'm Dinugraha. Thank you for listening.
Kan terkenang
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.